This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 10th. I'm Paul Plack. One of the most anticipated new aircraft in recent memory will have to be anticipated just a little longer. Icon Aircraft says it successfully closed another round of equity financing in June, intended to take the Icon A5 light sport amphibian to the manufacturing stage. The bad news is it didn't happen soon enough to stay on the program's original schedule. CEO Kirk Hawkins commented, quote, "The high investor confidence we're seeing is due to Icon's all-star team, the outstanding design of the A5, overwhelming market enthusiasm, Icon's growing $40 million plus in backlogged sales, as well as the fact that the first 2 years of production are already pre-sold," unquote. At the same time, the start of production has been pushed out 9 months, with first customer deliveries now scheduled to begin in the third quarter of 2011. In an email notice of the change to position holders, Hawkins closed on an upbeat note, quote, "The good news overall is that you're early on the Icon position list, and the A5 is still the hottest, most anticipated LSA on the global market, bar none. Your A5 deposit is held in escrow, refundable and fully transferable. Additionally, with the strong sales rate we're seeing these days and the lengthening order list that recently passed position number 410, we're considering closing the order list in the coming months," unquote. The hint seems to be that a closed order book could potentially drive those transferable deposits above face value, especially if the company's aggressive promotion continues. Icon plans to fly the A5 at Oshkosh, including a water demonstration. The folks at Leading Edge Aircraft Sales in Tampa are getting set to show off a Cirrus G3 with a brand new Avidyne Entegra Release 9 avionics ready to fly. Leading Edge is partnering with Sarasota Avionics to install the latest glass panel upgrade from Avidyne. David Modberg, president of Cirrus Aircraft Sales at Leading Edge, tells ANN, quote, "We will have a demo plane," unquote. An Entegra Release 9 equipped G3 will be on the ramp at Leading Edge Aviation at Tampa Executive Airport on July 18th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Reservations are recommended. Allegro USA LLC has announced that its Allegro light sport aircraft will now be built completely in the United States. Formerly built by Fantasy Air in the Czech Republic, the plane will be produced now in Roseburg, Oregon, a move the company says eliminates concerns for warranty, parts, delivery, and financing. Allegro also touts its growth at a time when some other aircraft companies are cutting back. Company President Doug Hempstead predicts, quote, "We believe in the Allegro and the USA light sport market and will continue with our expansion of the Allegro for the United States market and beyond," unquote. Allegro's LSA is a high-wing, tricycle-gear plane powered by a choice of two variants of the Rotax 912. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. A successful test for NASA in more ways than one. NTSB thinks it knows what happened to Steve Fawcett. And investigators say a snail in the fuel may have brought down a Cessna. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, Teledyne Continental's Mac Little talks about the new O200 lightweight engine for LSAs and home builds. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend. And have a clear and unlimited day.